Jackson's Yeti Neighbor Adventure. In the small, cozy town of Maplewood, there was a young boy named Jackson who was buzzing with curiosity. He had bright eyes that sparkled with every new wonder. And today, those eyes were fixed on the living room where his mom and dad were watching a movie. Jackson tugged at his dad's sleeve and pleaded to watch too, but his dad ruffled his hair gently, saying, "Sorry, champ, this movie is a bit too scary for you." Jackson felt it was terribly unfair. How scary could it be? He wondered. Right next door lived the Hendersons, and among them was Harry Henderson. Harry was tall as a tree and had a heart just as wide. He was the American equivalent of a Yeti with a bushy beard, large friendly eyes, and hands strong enough to lift almost anything. If anyone could help Jackson sneak a peek, it was Harry. With the spirit of adventure tingling in his toes, Jackson visited Harry, who agreed to help, assuring him with a chuckle, "All right, little buddy, but sometimes dads know best." Perched on Harry's broad shoulders, Jackson could finally see through the window. His eyes grew round as saucers as the images flickered before him. Shadows loomed and eerie howls filled the air. Goosebumps rose on his arms and his heart thundered. It wasn't long before Jackson decided he had seen enough. Clambering down, he thanked Harry and ran back home. Jackson hugged his dad, feeling safer in his warm embrace. "You were right, Dad. It was too scary," he murmured. Dad just smiled and suggested a fun cartoon they could watch together instead. That night, as Jackson nestled into bed, he realized he had the best adventure right there in his own home, wrapped in tales and laughter with his family.